So I'm so pleased to be able to help honor some very special people who are tied to Girl Scouts of Connecticut. They're going to be honored at the annual Legacy of Leadership fundraiser. And we have first on the program this morning, Alicia Pegues Spearman. She's CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. We actually got to meet her very shortly after she took on her role. We just want to remind you that for 112 years, Girl Scouts of Connecticut have been building girls of courage, confidence, and character throughout the state. And now the nonprofit is officially recognizing these remarkable women who have deep-rooted connections to the group and embrace these traits in their careers at this annual Legacy of Leadership fundraising event. It's coming up on Thursday, September 19th at Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport. And we are going to hear a lot more about that and a little bit about her impression of the honorees, and especially putting out a call to anyone out there who knows or loves a young lady or a girl who might be able to benefit from being part of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. But before we do that, we want to remind you of another great activity for young people who can pursue one of our other passions here on the program, agriculture. The town of Stratford is hosting its 9th annual Kids Day at the Stratford Farmers Market. It's coming up Monday, August 26th from 2 to 6 at the Paradise Green in Stratford. This family-friendly and fun-filled back-to-school event will offer a range of healthy activities that are perfect for the entire family. The goal is to captivate young minds with the wonders of fresh, locally grown produce through a variety of engaging and interactive activities, including gardening, yoga, Zumba lessons, health information. There'll be a touch of truck with the Stratford Fire Department, story time with the Stratford Library, giveaways, and so much more. All you need to do is mark your calendar and bring the whole family to Kids Day at the Stratford Farm Market on Paradise Green. That's Monday, August 26th from 2 to 6. All right, Alicia, we're turning the spotlight back to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be back on your show again, John.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you, and a little bit more than that introduction about where you're taking Girl Scouts of Connecticut under your leadership.
Well, it's been 4 months now, and I've participated in our annual meeting, all staff meetings. I've been visiting our camp and properties that we own. I had Camp CEO, where we had 9 superb Girl Scouts visit to participate with other executives, including Quinnipiac University faculty. And I'm sure I've had even more than that. So I've been hitting the ground running, meeting with donors, and really just meeting with our girls and our delegates to really understand Girl Scouts, what they need, and where we can go.
So we mentioned that Connecticut Girl Scouts have been organized since 1912. But today, why is it so important, speaking from someone who's really a lifelong Girl Scout, why it's so important to consider getting young women as early as possible involved in this organization?
Well, first of all, Girl Scouts is for girls. You know, we focus on girls. It's a safe space where they can come. They don't have to know everything. You know, when you come to Girl Scouts and you learn valuable skills and develop core values, like a strong sense of self, positive principles, you do challenges and you develop healthy relationships. Part of our Girl Scout law is being kind to each other, giving back to the community, right? So we're building citizens of the world who will know how to go out in the world, a multicultural environment, and take action to make a difference in the world, a positive difference in the world. So if you want activities that are designed to be girl-led, cooperative, and hands-on, these are all processes that create high-quality experiences conducive to learning and building leaders.
So how many people are involved in the Connecticut Council at this point?
Well, we have 18,000 members at this point. That's girl and adult members, and each of them are integral to our success. We're always seeking, you know, new Girl Scouts and also volunteers. We have a lot of exciting stuff coming. I'm starting a CEO Leadership Academy because I would think it's important for, you know, the middle school to high school to focus on social media, branding, you know, 30-second elevator pitch, just really leadership development, getting them career ready, world ready. So that's another exciting thing that we're doing. So we just do a lot. We have our election cookie sales coming up. Everyone always wants to ask me about cookies, but you probably have heard me say now we are more than cookies, camps, and crafts. Those right. are integral parts of Girl Scouts, cookies, crafts, and camps, but we're also more than that. So, you know, the cookie sale is coming up for election season. If you're stressed out, stop by one of our booths, go to our website, find out where our girls are selling cookies so they can go back to their customer service skills, their budgeting and forecasting. These are the youngest entrepreneurs probably ever. That's mm-hmm. what our cookie program is about. And our Fall and Read is about building entrepreneurs.
And it's probably likely with the council having over 18,000 members, including girls and adults, and the fact that this organization goes back to 1912, four or five, maybe even six generations of Girl Scouts. When newcomers are considering coming to the organization, there's a great likelihood that they're going to be mentored or even be led directly by someone who was a Connecticut Girl Scout or a Girl Scout somewhere in their past legacy of parents and grandparents?
You're totally right. I mean, one in six women in Connecticut have been Girl Scouts, and that's just Connecticut. Put it on your resume. You go out and about. There's so many Girl Scouts alums across the United States and the world. So it's an excellent achievement to be part of that community and that family and that sisterhood.
Great. Well, let's hear a little bit about the Legacy of Leadership event.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. Since 2019, we began this Legacy of Leadership event where we honor women leaders who exemplify our Girl Scout values of leadership, personal achievement, and service to the community. So, you know, like every year, we get remarkable women. And these three women have helped pave the way for all girls to thrive, and their careers are focused in aviation technology, engineering, and finance.
And we're going to get to meet all of them over the course of our conversation this morning. But what's the one thing that struck you about Wendy Carroll?
Oh, my gosh. Wendy is a Girl Scout at heart. She has contributed so much to us. I think the main thing is how she continues to raise the level of our of Girl Scouts and what she does for the girls. So a troop leader for 15 years. But she's grown that troop to nearly 1,000 girl members.
Wow. How
about and she is our primary point person for the Girl Scouts and Government Day that's in Fairfield County, which keeps getting bigger. Oh, so cool. That's what strikes me most about Wendy.
Can't wait to talk more about that with her. How about Saba Shahid?
Oh, my gosh. Saba is also, as you can expect, an amazing individual. I think that fact that I'm impressed is all that she does career-wise, but she's also an author. She is a children's book author who focuses on STEM empowerment and inclusivity. So that's really cool to me.
Excellent. And how about Carolyn Unger?
Oh my gosh, Carolyn is our last, but our not least. She's a co-leader of the troop. And I think that, I think with her, she just really has helped women have opportunities to network with others across Fairfield County. She's an active participant in a group called Working Moms of Wilton. And she just basically exudes what we are about Girl Scouts, empowering youth, parents, and community.
Fantastic. Well, let's take a break and give you a break, Alicia, and meet our honorees individually over the course of the next three interviews. And then we'll swing back to you for a few more details. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Sounds good, John.
All right. The first honoree for the annual Legacy of Leadership event that we're going to introduce is Wendy Carroll. Wendy, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you have been embedded here in the local community with the Girl Scouts virtually all your life. I know you really treasure and think the local connections are important, and also appreciate the fact that you appreciate great local radio as well.
Absolutely. My husband was touting your show to me this morning. And so, you know, I'm excited to be on there. And thank you for having me on the show. And I'm super honored to be recognized as one of the recipients of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut's Legacy of Leadership Award. So I have been a lifelong Girl Scout from the time I was in elementary school to now that I have two daughters who have gone through the program. They're both in high school or out of high school. So I've been actively involved in the Fairfield Girl Scout community for roughly 15 years now. But I have most recently been added as a board member for the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So not only looking at what I can do for my local community in Fairfield, but also what we as Girl Scouts of Connecticut are doing broadly to our full audience that we serve across the state.
Mm. Well, it was sort of inherent in the fabric of Girl Scouts. It has become more of a branded component in recent years to support diversity, equity, and inclusion and racial justice. And you are playing in a very important role in that respect.
I completely agree. I leverage my work experience both at a few former companies where I was part of their diversity networks, and just ensuring that we all have the same access to information and, you know, forward improvements, and, you know, going up the ladder from both a corporate and a personal perspective. We all deserve to have the same access to opportunities. And it starts, you know, when our kids are younger, it's showing them that they have the same possibility as everyone else and giving them access to those possibilities. So, you know, the committee within Girl Scouts of Connecticut is working towards that and ensuring that our message across the state is well communicated so that people know that we are serving as many in our community as we can and looking to meet them where they are today as well as in the future.
Well, I know I have very, very slight and select memories of second grade, but do you have any recollection as to whether or not your mom more dragged you kicking to become a Girl Scout, or was it something you saw others in your age group doing and just kind of put your oar in the water and started rowing yourself?
So my mom was a working mom, so she was not involved in the Girl Scout leadership, but she did certainly inspire me and encourage me to join. It was in my little East Haven elementary school that I joined with my friends. And I, you know, I still have very fond memories of my Girl Scout leader, Linda Cromestino, who she was my role model, and she was bringing these opportunities to me at a very young age. And I just remember going home with my badge book and, you know, pouring through what can I earn in the badge book. So from a goal setting and a, how do I get, how do I achieve what I want to, it helped craft my goal orientation. And while I may not have always had the skills to do something, what is it in my community? What is it in my house? What is it that I can leverage to get where I need to? So it's, you know, recognizing my resources that are available, it's and going after what I wanted to get it done. And so I think that helped instill from a very early age, nothing is impossible. You just have to manage it and seek support from those that are around you. So it's sisterhood, it's goal orientation, it's being courageous and just continuing to, you know, work towards your goals.
Well, given your life, near lifelong legacy representing and serving Girl Scouts here in Connecticut, was it a foregone conclusion that your daughters would follow in your footsteps, or were you astute enough to actually provide them with options if there was something else they wanted to pursue?
So as a kindergartner, you know, I think they're eager to do what their friends are doing. And I got myself into the Girl Scout community within my girls' elementary school right off the get-go because I loved my time in Girl Scouts and I wanted to be able to bring them a robust program. I wanted them to see what Girl Scouts has to offer and work within my community to do that. And from an elementary school age up even until maybe early middle school, they were all on board. So I have, you know, two daughters. And because they were doing it with their friends, it was great. Like we went on multiple trips. We sold a lot of cookies. We did a lot of fun things, both, you know, at the different Museum of Sciences in our state and others. It wasn't until they started getting a little older where the work stops from being, you know, troop based to being individually based, where they started being pulled in different directions, whether it was sports or music or just, you know, different interests. They just weren't that engaged. And that's where, you know, truth be told, from a Girl Scout in general perspective, that's when we start to lose girls when they're older and they get conflicted. There's too many other things that they like to do or want to do, and they just don't always have time. So, you know, that's one of my near and dear goals, is to try and work to make sure that girls stay in Girl Scouts as much as they can, because there's so much inherent value in seeking a gold award or looking to the higher levels of Girl Scouting. Back to your question. My girls, my older daughter was finished through high school, and she's a lifetime Girl Scout now. She's in college. And my younger daughter is in high school. And while her troop doesn't exist anymore, she is still a Girl Scout, and she is just working towards her gold award. So they did push and pull, like, I don't want to sell cookies this year, which you do what you want. It's their Girl Scout experience, mm-hmm. and I'm there to support and lead them through it.
Very good. We've got just about a minute left with you, Wendy.
Sure.
So let's let you reach out to all of your peers out there, many who may have never been Girl Scouts. It's never too late to get involved in volunteering with Girl Scouts, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. There are so many different opportunities for moms, dads, you know, older siblings, kids in college. There's always a leadership opportunity or a support opportunity. You just have to become a member of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So all of our volunteers are background screened, obviously, for the safety and protection of the girls that are involved. Mm-hmm. But there are so many opportunities, whether it's helping us with the Fairfield Memorial Day Parade, or helping us with Girl Scouts in Government Day, or helping us from a, you know, a cookie delivery day perspective. It takes many hands to successfully run. So Fairfield is the largest service unit in the state of Connecticut, with, you know, close to 700 Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. and well over 300 volunteers. So we are a great, but even with all of those people, we still need more volunteers. So I can only speak for mine, but I'm sure all service units in Connecticut could use any hands. And on the Girl Scouts of Connecticut website, there's a quick link for anybody to go out there and get more information and become a member. Yep. And for all of our lifetime members, get back involved. If you're a lifetime member, you can certainly reach out and volunteer to the extent that that's something you want to do.
Great.
We would love to get more people in.
GSOFCT.org is the website to go to find out more about what Wendy's talking about. And now we're going to find out what Sabah Shahid is going to be talking about when she is honored as a legacy leader. Our next visitor is Sabah Shahid. She lives out in the greater Hartford area, up in Simsbury, and she is another one of the three honorees for this fantastic event that is coming up on September 19th at Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport, the Legacy of Leadership. The honoree number two that we're going to be talking to in our group of conversations this morning. Sabah, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for all your great work on behalf of Girl Scouts of Connecticut.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here today.
So tell us your Girl Scout story. When did this whole experience begin for you?
Yeah, of course. So Girl Scouting for me began a long time ago. I started as a Brownie Scout and actually worked my way all the way up to Senior Scout and earned the most prestigious award in Girl Scouts, the Gold Award. Mm. And after that, became a lifetime Girl Scout. So I'm here for the long haul.
And I know that a lot of the things that you have learned have contributed to a really successful career situation for you. I hear you are the president of an organization called Creative Neurology. What's that all about?
Yes. So Creative Neurology is a creativity and movement program for people living with neurological conditions, particularly Parkinson's disease. And fun fact about, you know, this organization that I created actually stemmed off of my Gold Award project back in 2018, where I actually did a creative installment at Bridgeport Hospital, and kind of used that to fuel me in creating this business, which now, you know, helps people primarily remotely after the COVID pandemic, but allows people to kind of regain sense of their abilities there and take control of some symptoms One of our biggest programs through this organization is our Let's Combat Micrographia program, which helps people improve their handwriting in as little as 6 weeks.
So while it wasn't a thing, you were, over the course of your time in scouting and since then, been involved in STEM education, and now you have authored 4 children's books about it.
Yes. So, you know, as a young girl, I was always surrounded by strong-minded women, many of whom I met through Girl Scouts. And, you know, one of the things I got out of that was seeing this instillment and, you know, this focus on how STEM can really lead to so many different avenues. And so after having kids of my own, you know, I saw there was a bit of a lack of inclusivity when you look at children's books. And one of the things that Girl Scouts taught me was, you know, that everyone belongs, everyone has a voice. And so through these children's books, a couple of them are aviation themed, as I am a pilot, and some of them are just focused on enriching the young audience with different cultural awareness and just, you know, diversifying the books that we see on our library shelves.
That's great. Well, you mentioned you have a commercial pilot's license. Did that all spring from a casual visit to an airport to look at airplanes when you were a young Girl Scout, one of the myriad different types of activities that that young women get exposed to, no matter at what point in the history of the century plus old Girl Scouts of Connecticut organization?
So actually, the aviation, so my father was in aviation before, you know, he had us. And so there was, long years of hearing his stories. He never completed his, license because of, different family, things going on, at the time. However, there was always a bit of a passion in me to explore aviation. And at the time this was during COVID, we lived about 5 minutes from a local airport, and my husband and I would always talk about, hey, you know, one of us should try this. And one day he surprised me with what's called discovery flight. Mm. It's where you get 30 minutes of a lesson on the ground and you go up and just kind of touch the controls in the air with a flight instructor. And that's kind of where it all began. It was right about the time where my first son was about, just over a year. And so I was just very consumed and being a new mom and working. And so, you know, aviation gave me another outlet. And so now kind of full circle back, you know, I wish I had earlier exposure, even though I heard the stories of my father. And so one of the reasons why one of the books actually is titled My Mama is a Pilot, and it's a children's book geared for ages like 4 to, I would say, 12, and gives that that opening and that outlet to children. In the event that they want to learn more about aviation, they can find out what it takes to get the airplane started, get it up in the air, and all the kind of fun stuff that comes after that.
Well, based on this experience, have you had the opportunity to host much younger ladies to your airplane or to an airport to show them at the younger age that you wished you were exposed to piloting to get a kind of look and hands-on aircraft?
Yes. So great question. I actually have. I've been doing a lot throughout the state of Connecticut with visiting schools and libraries, bookstores to provide kids with you know, one, reading the story, and then just talking about flight, talking about airplanes, talking about, you know, different simple principles behind what it takes, you know, to be a pilot. And so giving them exposure to them that way. I'll be actually was just invited to go out to Girls in Aviation Day, which is coming out in September. So I'll be going out to Florida and talking to a huge group of girls that way as well. And through some other organizations, also been talking to the folks over at Girl Scouts of Connecticut to see how we can get the girls in Connecticut more involved, since we have so many local airports and, you know, access to give that earlier exposure now compared to years ago.
Mm. And I hope I didn't give much of an impression that I felt you were a very senior leader in Girl Scouts, because in fact, you are, as an adult, one of the youngest or the youngest Girl Scouts of Connecticut board member?
So I used to be. That was so after I got my gold award, I took a position on the board as the third vice president of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So this was quite a few years ago now. But again, that was another just amazing opportunity that, you know, Girl Scouting gave me, where I was allowed and able to be in a room filled with women who were strong-minded, who, you know, instilled those values that, and were really a representative role model for me that allowed me to, you know, see, hey, I can do it too if these women have done it. And so, you know, it really allowed me to pursue my dreams and allowed me to learn from them.
Awesome.
Really creating this big community.
One of the legacy leaders to be honored at the annual Legacy of Leadership fundraising event on September 19th at the Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport. Thank you, Saba Shahid. And now, last but not least, let's hear what Carolyn Unger has to say. All right, last but certainly not least, hailing from down Wilton Way is Carolyn Unger. She is the third of three honorees at the annual Legacy of Leadership event celebrating Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So, Carolyn, great to meet you. What is your Girl Scout story? How young were you when you started getting involved in this organization?
Yeah, John, great to chat with you. So I am a co-leader of a junior troop, my younger daughter's troop. I'm next year going to be a co-service unit manager for Wilton. I'm a cookie mom for my older daughter's troop. And I actually just learned as part of talking with my family about this award that I myself was a brownie back when I was much younger. I didn't know that I was until recently. So a little longer of an involvement than I knew. But as part of what I do with the Wilton Service Unit, I plan a lot of Wilton-wide activities, like we did a bridging ceremony this past June to recognize the achievements of everyone who is ready to move to the next level, our participation in the Memorial Day Parade, and looking forward to this coming year when we'll hopefully add in some more fun activities for our Girl Scouts.
Yeah, you're quite busy down there. What are some of the gratifying points of observation or feedback that you are either hearing or experiencing yourself that really continues to reinforce why you're so gratified to be a part of this organization?
Yeah, so I've seen the benefits that my children get from Girl Scouts and the growth that they've gone through as part of being involved in this. At the same time, I also see how challenging it is to lead these type of volunteer-driven programs for kids. It's a big commitment. So as a leader, what I'm always trying to do is make things as easy as possible for our families. Just facilitate it. Make sure they know what's happening. Make sure they don't have to take extra steps to iron on too many patches or things like that. And what I really love seeing is I love seeing the girls coming together. I love seeing them learning new things. And more than anything, seeing them become comfortable with discomfort. So when they step outside of their comfort zone and they camp out, or they help with camp cleanup, or they lead their troop mates, or they have to give a presentation to other Girl Scouts and community members, those are really foundational building blocks that are going to help them as they grow up. They get more confident, they learn to problem solve, and they see the world outside of their own direct circle, which is sometimes hard to do in a town like Wilton.
Yeah, that's true. And you also, in your day job, represent a global brand, LinkedIn. You've been there for some time. Does your experience and involvement in your day job at LinkedIn have any synergy to either what you talk about when you talk to young women about the possibilities in STEM fields or in the ability to become affiliated with one of the largest internet brands on the planet?
You know, interestingly, I would say sort of as we watch the AI revolution and we watch the importance of skills change, I think what I see is that the things that Girl Scouts is teaching the girls are the things that are going to be valued in 10, 15 years when these girls are hitting the workplace. the ability to connect with humans, the ability to understand. The technical skills are going to be less important because there's going to be computers doing those. But the ability for people to problem solve and the ability for people to interact in a group, those are the things that are going to make their careers in the future, those softer human skills. So I think, you know, it's interesting to sort of see something little like Girl Scouts really, but I really do feel like it can have an impact on them in the future.
You're also in a fantastic place to recruit for Girl Scouts of Connecticut with your involvement with the Wilton Youth Council and a number of other initiatives. Yeah. Let's talk about that and your feelings about how young is young enough for a young girl to get involved in scouting.
Yeah, I mean, we start scouting here in kindergarten. That's when our first Daisy Troops form. And I think it's a great way for girls to get involved in something, connect with people, with other kids that may not be in their classes. I would say that is absolutely an appropriate age to get involved. I think one of the challenges always is getting enough parents who can step up to volunteer to lead troops. But I would say, you know, as early as possible, we love having the growth in our troops, and we would love to see more troops at all of the grade levels, really.
You also have some involvement collaterally through Wilton Pride. So mm-hmm. So that must really kind of position you as maybe a go-to person for a young woman or a young person who is, has some feelings of identity and confusion in terms of their sexuality. Mm-hmm. I have to believe you're a fantastic listening board for folks who may have questions and need a confidant.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope that all the girls in my troop know that they can always come and speak to us about anything. We want everyone to feel included at every event that we do, even if that means we have to accommodate doing an activity a little differently because it works well for one girl and it doesn't work well for another girl. There is room for everyone in this. My involvement with Wilton Pride actually started before Wilton Pride was an official thing. We had some moms in town who noticed that we didn't have Pride signs, and we were just concerned that there were people that wouldn't feel included. And so we sort of put together a little grassroots effort to make signs. It has now transitioned to a full nonprofit organization and they have a wonderful leadership group that puts together all kinds of programs, but I still get to be involved through going to different tabling events to represent Wilton Youth Council. I've done a Pride window decoration at the Wilton Chamber of Commerce the last couple of years. One of the very first big events for Wilton Pride was actually organized by a Wilton Girl Scout troop as part of their Silver Award. They decided they wanted to put together a festival to make people feel included, and this group of five girls did it. It was a fantastic opportunity to see girls taking action, taking leadership, and making something happen in our town.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I have to also issue you heartiest congratulations for being named one of the three Legacy of Leadership honorees for the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. Folks, once again, if you'd like to get to know the organization or perhaps even get to meet these fantastic folks we met today on our program, you can go to gsofct.org for Girl Scouts of Connecticut's website, get your tickets, or get involved. If you're an adult and you have no ties and no background in scouting, there's still an important place for you, as we've heard from our guests, and also a very, very important place for any young woman that you know with Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So, Carolyn, congratulations, and thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll see you at
the
event. Well, if those conversations weren't inspiring, I don't know what is. All of these fantastic contributors to Girl Scouts of Connecticut, all to be honored at this Legacy of Leadership event that's going to take place on Thursday, September 19th at the Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport from 5:30 to 8 p.m. If you need tickets, you want to meet these folks, you want to consider sponsorship or get any details, you can go to gsofct.org. Alicia Pagese-Spearman, CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut, is back to help us close out the program. Alicia, before we let you go move on to our next segment, remind people why they should consider sponsorship or attendance of this event or providing a donation to Girl Scouts of Connecticut. How are the funds being used?
Well, our funds from this fundraiser go directly towards our Girl Scouts programming. And, you know, the event itself has a dinner, a silent auction, and a program. So we hope that you buy a ticket or become a corporate sponsor or donate something that we can raffle off. There's a variety of sponsorship opportunities. But really, come join us in celebrating the incredible achievements of our accomplished honorees and hear their inspiring and uplifting personal stories of leadership and how they're connected to Girl Scouts. You got to come see them in person to hear about their journey.
And I know folks that attend this event will meet them and learn about their adult legacy to Girl Scouts of Connecticut. But I understand there'll be some very special guests, some Gold Award Girl Scouts that folks will get to meet, the upcoming generation of future leaders.
That's exactly right. We always like to feature our Girl Scouts who have earned one of the highest honors that you can get in Girl Scouts. That's the Gold Award. Some of our Gold Award Girl Scouts will be there, and you'll be able to hear about their community-enhancing projects that they've worked on. Extremely impressive. I mean, we're all over the news, all across Connecticut and the various towns where we have Gold Award Girl Scouts. So I hope you come and meet them as well.
Fantastic. Alicia Pegues-Spearman is CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut. We also want to thank Carolyn Unger, Saba Shahid, and Wendy Carroll for letting us know a little bit more about them. They are all going to be the honorees at the Legacy of Leadership event supporting Girl Scouts of Connecticut coming up in September on the 19th at the Park City Music Hall in Bridgeport. Tickets are $75, and you go to gsofct.org for more. Alicia, ladies, thank you so much for being part of the program this morning.